Hello, and welcome to Silver Threads, a weekly program of information on how you can make your senior years shine. I'm Kathy Van Skoik. In an earlier program, I wrote about the Danish concept of hygge, which encourages people living in areas that have extended periods of cold and snow in the winter to get out and enjoy it. Since then, we've had additional storms like Enga, Jackson, Kalani, that have either crippled cities across the country or at least caused major havoc. Getting out is a healthy endeavor indeed, but what about those times when we are hunkering down? Maybe just a bit tired of those alphabetical inconveniences and enjoying the benefits of having comfortable homes with modern conveniences to make life pleasant. And because boomers and those to follow mean a huge market for technological amenities, they are beginning to become available at a rapid pace. Today, I'll offer articles focusing on the advances in technology, which will assist seniors in particular, as we strive to live independently and age in place. From The Economist of July 2017, New Technology for an Old Age, AARP Magazine's January 2018, Technology to the Rescue, which I've titled this program, and portions of CNN's September 2017, Using Technology to Help Older Adults Keep Their Independence. Starting with The Economist, The New Technology for Old Age. The latest technology is even more beneficial for the old than for the young. No matter how much life spans are being stretched, the very last chapter is often grim. From the age of 80, in the rich world, one person in five will be afflicted with some form of dementia. One in four will suffer from vision loss, and four in five will develop hearing problems. Of those who make it to 90, the majority will have at least one health problem that counts as a disability. Many will have multiple ones. Unfairly, for poorer and less well-educated people, this decline often starts sooner. In former times, the old used to spend this final increasingly dependent phase at home, looked after by relatives. Over the past century, as aging in the rich world became medicalized, care for the elderly was outsourced to retirement or nursing homes, a model that emerging economies such as China are now beginning to copy. But most old people do not want to live in institutions for long periods, and the cost of such care is exorbitant. So the new buzz phrase is aging in place. That is mostly a good thing, but it does carry risks of its own. An old person's home may be his castle, but if he suffers from bad balance or tends to leave the cooker on, it can become a death trap. Another risk is that the shift will undo the progress in gender equality made in the past few decades. Having to care for elderly family members is already a prime reason for women to drop out of work. Just as women have tended to leave their jobs to care for new babies in their 30s, a second hole in the pipeline is appearing around the age of 50. There's no reason why men could not provide such care, but typically it is women who are doing it. Though by the age of 75, men in rich countries become much more likely to do their bit, usually for a spouse. Technology holds great promise to make life better for the elderly, enabling them to retain their independence and live full lives for longer. Equally important, it can lend a helping hand to those who care for them and provide peace of mind. And it should be good for health and care funders because it helps prevent expensive spells in hospitals and care homes. The difficulty lies in deciding who pays. Much of the technology that can improve the last stage of life already exists, but the uncertainty over funding discourages investors from pursuing good ideas and venture capitalists from investing in them. Oddly enough, the greatest potential for improving the lives of the elderly lies in technology built for the young. two broad developments that seem perfect fit for the lives of millennials, the smart home and the on-demand economy, might well have an even bigger impact on old people. At first sight, Hof Donnet's tidy brownstone looks like any other house in a sleepy residential street in Osborne, a town west of Rotterdam in the Netherlands. But a set of 8 sensors from Sensara, a tech company, have transformed the 87-year-old's home into a cyber castle. His children, all in their 50s, keep an eye when he gets out of bed, goes to the toilet, has a meal, or leaves the house using an app that pings them if anything is wrong. "They're always watching me," jokes Mr. Ney. But he feels safer, he says, without feeling spied on, as with cameras. The little things that can cause trouble. Such a fairly basic version of a smart home can make a big difference to the growing number of older people who live alone and wish to stay where they are. Reinout Engelberts of Sensara thinks the main value of such system is catching little things before they become big discomforts and big costs for the provider. Increased toilet visits can flag up a urinary tract infection. Changes in gait can predict an impending fall, the leading cause of death from injury among older adults. By picking up such things early, the algorithms can alert the elderly or their caregivers to the need for simple interventions. So far, most elders experimenting with smart homes or wearables use only basic tools, sensors in their home or a monitor around their wrist, but it does not take much to imagine a home where the occupant's sleep is monitored via a device in his ear, his fridge suggests what he might eat based on information from other monitoring devices, and a pill dispenser can give him tailored medication. A small stove switches itself off if it detects a fire hazard, and small smart pipes turn off a tap left running. When the doorbell rings, his smartwatch tells him who has arrived. All the while, these data are mined for information that might be useful for caregivers. Most of the technology needed to do all of this already exists, at least in prototype form. The hard part is getting providers to pay for it. In the Netherlands, 5 insurers now reimburse users for sensors, and the company is in talks with others, including the health ministry. Other insurers are experimenting with reimbursements on wearables. But on the whole, providers are still reluctant to pay for a gizmo today that might help prevent a hip fracture and hospitalization tomorrow. One reason for optimism is that the cost of such consumer products is coming down. Amazon's Echo, a voice-controlled digital assistant, answers questions, reads the news, can phone relatives, and control other smart devices such as lights, thermostats, and the television on demand. August's smart lock keeps track of comings and goings in a home and allows doors to be opened or locked remotely. Such gadgets were conceived with young consumers in mind, but could be even more useful for older people. In a mock-up of the connected home of the future in Framingham, near Boston, Philips, a health technology company, displays both its own smart medical devices and the high street kind. It aims to bring all of them together and crunch the data with its predictive analytic tools. One floor up, in a blast from the past, phones ring in the call center for Philips Lifeline, an alarm system used by 750,000 elderly Americans that features a pendant with an emergency button. Occasionally, a life is saved this way, but many calls are set off accidentally. Such pendants now seem pretty standard stuff, but they did persuade a generation that grew up offline to adopt wearables for the first time. For their children, it should be an easier sell. Facebook may have been built for kids who spend all day together in the classroom, but the elderly, who could otherwise become isolated, stand to benefit most, said Katie Fick from Aging2O, an innovation platform, Encouragingly, over a third of Americans over 65 use social media, and 64% of those between 50 and 65 do. According to Pew Research, Europeans are a bit behind, but the trends are similar. Technology elves. The other great opportunity is on-demand services. Cars, grocery deliveries, handymen, and concierge doctors at the swipe of a smartphone could all be a boon to older people. Boomers are already familiar with these services, so once they become less mobile, they will just use them more. Lyft, a ride-hailing service, is already trying to recruit older customers by offering senior-friendly ways to book without a smartphone. Trials have shown that on-demand ride shares can reduce lateness and no-shows for medical appointments. On-demand care services could make an even bigger difference. Traditional care companies are inflexible, typically insisting on advance booking in blocks of so many hours. Seth Sternberg, a former Google employee, got so frustrated with this that he launched Honor, a tech-enabled care company through which carers can be booked round the clock via an app on a pay-as-you-go basis for whatever time is required. The company has raised $65 million in venture capital and operates in 12 American cities. Other entrepreneurs are looking at on-demand nurses and light help in and around the house. Such services would not only make it easier for elderly people to stay in their homes, but also provide work for the younger old looking for gigs. The challenge will be to make the economics stack up. Demand for this kind of technology will only increase as populations age, but unless funding mechanisms can be found, it will be available only to those who can pay for it outright, thus increasing inequality. In future, doctors might prescribe all kinds of preventive technology-based services for older people at risk, just as they prescribe preventive pills today. Government may well have a role in this, but the obvious funders are insurance companies. They, too, have much to gain from prevention. Encouragingly, in every center for seniors visited for this report, from New York to Seoul, the most popular classes were in the use of smartphones and tablets, often sponsored by telecom companies who spotted an opportunity. If insurers and healthcare providers do not come up with a funding model, tech and telecom companies may eat their lunch. And now, going on to Technology to the Rescue. This year's Tech Guide helps you solve real-life problems, big and small, by Risha Gottlieb, Tiffany Kelly, Lexi Pendel, Jason R. Rich from AARP, the magazine, January 2018. Sometimes you just want to push a button to make a problem go away. Increasingly, you can. Technology companies are moving past creating products that are smart and leading edge and focusing on what matters most, being useful. We set out to find tech products that do just that, solve real problems. And here's a selection. I can never wake up until I smell the coffee. How about this? Your alarm goes off, you roll over and press a button, and the brewing in the kitchen begins. Your house even starts to smell like a coffee shop. The Brew Genie, at $68, may look like a regular coffee maker, but from inside your house, you can control it with your smartphone, turning it on remotely or setting your brew time in advance. The Aroma Release setting provides extra wafting scent. The Be More Connected, at $190, lets you practice some coffee chemistry. In addition to allowing you to program specific water temperatures and a pre-soaking time for grounds, it has automatic brewing features, all controllable from your phone. I need to keep tabs on Mom and Dad. The TrueSense, $200 plus $50 monthly, tracks room temps, visitors, and other data. The Alarm.com Wellness, at $100 to $200 plus $40 to $60 monthly, includes a security system and alerts you to inconsistencies such as lack of movement. I'm so tired of asking, is that gluten-free? Well, the next time you're at the neighborhood potluck, instead of asking, just load a food sample into the NEMA, $230 plus about $5 per capsule for each test. In 2 minutes, you'll know if that casserole is sans gluten. The device fits easily in a purse or bag, so toting it to restaurants is no problem. Within 2 years, the company also plans to produce units to detect the presence of peanuts, tree nuts, or milk ingredients. Winter cold cuts right through me. Sure, you can turn up an IKEA rug into a winter cape. That's what a costume designer came up with for Game of Thrones. But the alternative is to try heated clothing. Toast up your Tootsies by wearing some Action Heat battery-powered socks, AA battery-powered at $40, rechargeable for $130. The heat lasts about 6 to 10 hours. Shoveling snow never felt so good. Another option is the Polar Seal battery-heated shirt at $180. They are available for both men and women. Buttons on sleeve control the temperature. I hate taking my blood pressure. It can be a pain to fumble around with those bulky armbands. The Mocha Cuff at $60 fits around your wrist. You hit a button and get a quick reading on the unit's display or your smartphone. The Cardio Arm at $99 is an upper arm monitor that goes on easily and works with a phone app to track blood pressure and send reminders to take a reading. Another option, the Omron Evolve at $100 can track readings, check trends, and share information with family or a healthcare provider. Help! Our car smells like a locker room. Well, ditch that pine tree hanging from the rearview mirror. Instead, plug an air purifier from Freec, $20, into the power outlet, what we used to call the cigarette lighter, to improve air quality by neutralizing bacteria, dust, and pollen. Well, if you have a large vehicle, the powerful Philips Go Pure Compact at $144 uses a filtration system that eliminates smoke, pollen, harmful gases, and other irritants. It is a slim device, less than 3 pounds, that attaches to the seat back or onto the dashboard with a filter that lasts for about a year. My 2 a.m. potty break is dark and cold. Your toilet seat, yes, your toilet seat, can light the way and give you a warm feeling, too. The Luma Warm Heated Nightlight Toilet Seat at $160, has a blue night light that illuminates the bowl. Its seat warmer has 3 settings for optimum comfort. Another option, if you don't want to install a tricked-out toilet seat, consider the Illumina Bowl Toilet Nightlight at only $13, which clips onto the side of the toilet and is motion-activated. This barking is driving me nuts. Buddy may need hours of therapy, music therapy, new music players, mini speakers that play preloaded music. iCalm Dog at $90 provide psychoacoustically designed sounds for dogs. The music, through a dog's ear, offers classical piano in versions that are slower, simplified in a lower key, which helps to soothe the sensitive canine. Of course, felines get their music, too, through a cat's ear, iCalm Cat at $70. Another Canine Lullabies, CDs starting at $16, feature vocals set against the rhythmic beat of a human heart. My wheelchair doesn't get me where I want to go. The Whill, W-H-I-L-L, power wheelchair at $10,000. Your health insurance may reimburse part of the cost, is compact with a tight turning radius, so it can get through tight fits. But the real appeal is how it navigates open spaces. All-wheel drive lets you travel over gravel, grass, light snow, and obstacles 3 inches high. Other options, the Pride Jazzy Air, starting at $5,800, has a seat that elevates you to standing height, And the lightweight and foldable row scooter at $1,500 is a low-tech option that glides with a gentle push and pull of the handlebar. Wait, is it apples or milk we need? Stop relying on tattered lists and random family texts and go straight to the source. Some new refrigerators tell you via your phone which supplies are low. New Samsung Family Hub models feature a touchscreen that displays recipes, plays cooking videos, and serves as a shared grocery list. Everyone inputs what he or she needs. The list displays on your phone. But be aware that these appliances can be twice the cost of a regular fridge. The cheaper option, the Hiku, H-I-K-U, at $50, is a device that you can use at home to scan barcodes of products when they're running low. Or you can talk into the unit, need more bananas, then access the list on your phone. So many lights to turn off and on and so little time. Clap on, clap off. Oops, just kidding. A new breed of bulb can be operated with your phone off on, plus brightness and even color. Philips, IKEA, and Lifsk, among other manufacturers, make smart bulbs, $12 and up. Most also require a one-time purchase of a control kit from $10 to $70. In addition, smart lamps such as Philips Hue White Ambience Wellness Table Lamp at $100 is available. You can control it remotely, and it will detect your phone as you approach your front door. Presto, the light turns on. How do I close my umbrella while juggling everything? Yep, the little parts of an umbrella are not friendly to older hands. Even if you have a model that opens with a button, it's up to you to close the sucker. SheedRain makes a motorized umbrella called eMotion from $99 that both opens and closes by touch. It comes in a compact and golf size model. Tossing trash is so messy and germy. Motion sensor trash cans that open with a wave of a hand aren't new, but companies are updating their features. The Simple Human Can, at $200, uses infrared technology to sense a hand. Also, the bin recognizes commands such as open can, the lid won't close until all debris is tossed in. Another option, the Nine Stars DZT 5028 at $90, opens with a hand wave and closes automatically a few seconds later. Love him, but his snoring is killing me. First step, get your partner to admit the problem. The SnoreLab app, free to download for $8 for the premium version, records the racket for proof. Then it tracks snoring patterns, so as you try preventive techniques, a shower before bed or using nasal strips, for instance, or partake in a potential trigger behavior, such as drinking alcohol, you can analyze the results. The other option, Smart Nora at $300, is a pillow insert with a bedside microphone that detects snores. The insert then inflates to move the head and open airways. Mom wants to look stylish while feeling secure. Wise wears smart bracelets from $295 to $345. Have no display screen, so they blend in with fashionable outfits. But in times of distress, such as an accident or a break-in, the wearer can just tap on the bracelet a few times to activate a signal. The message and GPS coordinates get sent to designated contacts. Bonus, the bracelet doubles as a fitness tracker, monitoring steps for the day and also buzzes to report a received call, text, or email. And now, going to Using Technology to Help Older Adults Keep Their Independence by Jacqueline Howard. This was CNN Monday, September 25th, 2017. Devices of the future are expected to collect and use data to become much more personalized, says Elizabeth Minat, a professor and executive director of the Institute for People and Technology at Georgia Tech. As the 65 and older population in the United States is projected to nearly double by the year 2050, reaching 83.7 million, more and more smart technologies have appeared on the market. One new device is called the INIRV React, INIRV React, currently in beta testing. It connects your stove to a sensor in your home and a smartphone app. The sensor will automatically turn the stove off if no longer detects motion around the appliance after a long period of time. You can also turn the stove off using your smartphone. Then there is also the Life Assist Technologies. They have developed the Reminder Rosie, a clock that allows you to record personalized messages and reminders that will be broadcast at scheduled times for whomever is in the home. A reminder could be to take medication or that the grandchildren will be coming over for dinner. Then there's MedMinder, a collection of automatic medication dispensers. The dispensers first flash to remind users to take their medication. Then they beep if the medicine's still not taken. Next, they call the users. After a certain period of time, a caregiver or family member will be notified. While many older adults worry about losing their independence, 75-year-old Albert Bolette of Atlanta thinks most older adults are typically receptive to bringing technology into their homes. People have the misguided impression that seniors are adverse to technology. I don't think that's at all true, said Bola, who has participated as a subject in research at Georgia Tech's Aware Home with his wife, Margarita. We do know what routers are. We do understand wireless technology, and we understand how these things will make things easier. People will always tend to use things that are simple and will eliminate problems in their life. Being independent is foremost in the mind of anybody that gets to be our age or older. As technologies develop, researchers hope that they continue to improve independence and provide more options for older adults in the future. Well, there's much more to learn about Reminder Rosie and MedMinder and other innovations, from the fall alert system to Georgia Tech's entire home, the Aware Home. It is a 5,040-square-foot facility designed to facilitate research while providing an authentic home environment. HomeLam is managed resource, including a population of individuals 50 and older who are willing to participate in research studies and evaluate products in their homes over time. You'll hear more about that soon, too, in another program that involves Georgia Tech's progress. Thanks for listening, and until next week, I'm Kathy Van Skoik. You've been listening to Silver Threads, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. The audio producer for the show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Kathy Van Skoik. I hope you will join me again next week for more information and updates for making the best of your silver years. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.